know two can play this game. I may just flirt with the very next man I see. Come here, baby.
Huh?
John, I'm running my fingers through his hair.
Irene, stop it!
Now, I'm gonna blow in his ear.
Oh, no.
Irene, I'm warning you.
Now I'm gonna tickle his manly chest.
Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, no.
Come on, Irene, that's enough.
Oh, no, I'm just getting started.
I'm almost finished.
I'm gonna kiss him, John.
You wouldn't.
Stay out of this, John.
Oh, that does it. Irene, I have had it with you. We are through.
Huh. No! John, wait! I love you!
Anything happen, Steve?
Same old, same old.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams.
Okay, Max, the sports column and Ziggy's interview with the principal are due today, and then we can put this issue to bed.
Right, Chief.
Don't call me Chief, call me Publishing Diva. So how's the Ask Max column coming along?
Laura, it's the best idea you've ever had.
Hey, you're always giving me lots of advice I don't want, so I figure it's only natural for you to share that gift with others. Somebody stole your clothes again.
Yes. I'm tired of being bullied by those girls.
Is that your science article for the paper?
Oh, yeah. But for obvious reasons, I can't hand it in right now. But of course, you are more than welcome to read it. Check out the bar graph.
I'll pass. Now, you go home now and change.
And come right back?
I didn't say that.
Well, I have to hand in my article.
Fax it to me.
Ooh, I'll include some kisses.
Madam Editor.
Hello, Ziggy.
Hey, Steve. Brought your clothes back for you, bro.
Oh, thanks, Ziggy. Hey, where are my boxers?
Oh, up on the roof. Thanks to you, the school's got a new wind sock.
Girls are nothing but hooligans. See, that's the problem with public schools today. They let anybody in.
Then go to private school.
I can't. They won't let me in. Lauren?
What?
Well, it if you stare at Ziggy any harder, you'll burn a hole in the back of his head.
Ziggy St. John gets on my nerves. He acts like he's God's gift to women. Every time I try to have a conversation with him, we always end up arguing.
Hey, ease up on the Zig man. I like the bloke.
That's a change. You usually trash all the popular guys.
I know, but the Zigster's different. He doesn't succumb to the mob mentality. He doesn't stuff waffles down my pants like the other guys do. Like me, he's his own man. Ooh, gotta go.
What's the matter?
I'm getting a draft up my bar graph.
Ziggy, is your article ready?
And how are you today? Relax, Laura. Don't always meet my deadlines.
Four pages?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Ziggy, our whole paper is four pages. I don't have room for all of it.
Well, make room. Bump some of the junk you've been printing.
Nothing I print is junk, okay?
Oh? Well, what about this riveting article? Are the fashion police after you?
That is a valid and helpful piece on how to dress. And it wouldn't hurt you to glance at it.
Hey, look, I wear these clothes because, see, I'm not caught up in shallow materialism.
Shallow materialism?
Yeah.
Like colors that match and clothes that fit?
I'm not gonna let you mess with my story, Laura.
Ziggy, look, it's my call and I'm trimming it, period.
Then I'm going over your head. I'll talk to Ms. Jennings about this. We'll see if she confirms your authority over the universe.
How dare he go over my head? Why have a pecking order if you're not gonna peck an order? I wouldn't go over my head. Would you go over my head? Of course not, girl. I know you wouldn't go over my head. We pecking order. We're pecking order people.
Laura.
What? Slap yourself.
Harriet! Harriet!
Oh, for goodness sakes, Carl, what is it?
We need you to be the referee again.
Oh, no. Why do you make me take part in this pointless activity?
Because we're men, and we thrive on pointless activity.
Let's get this over with.
Put your hands right here.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out now.
I'm ready.
All I'm right. ready.
Put your hands. Give me your hand.
Okay, okay, all right.
Okay.
One, two, mm-hmm. three, go.
Okay.
I wasn't ready.
You were ready.
I was not ready, Harriet. Tell him I wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
Now, you see, that's why we need a referee.
Come on. Now. Hurry up.
All right, Dad. Let's go. Come on. Okay.
One, two.
I won. Oh!
But, Dad, she didn't even say three.
You snooze, you lose. Steve, what are you up to? Is it Houdini night at the Urkels again? May I?
A fat wiggly thing on the tape is my lick.
Steve, what's going on?
I've been robbed. Please get me out of this chair.
Well, what happened?
Two men broke into my house, tied me up, and took everything they could get their filthy mitts on.
Steve, where are your parents?
At a neighborhood watch meeting.
How's it going, Max? Listen to this, Laura. Dear Max, I'm crazy about two guys. One is fun to be with, and the other is fun to look at. Which guy should I choose? Signed, can't make up my mind. Tough problem. What's your advice? Can't make up my mind. Bye, girl. Catch her.
Laura, we need to talk.
Ziggy, I'm still going to trim your article.
Forget about that. I'm on to new things. Look, I was at Quigley Supermarket, and I started rapping to one of the checkers. I was telling them how grateful we all are for the computers Quigley's donated to our school.
Yeah, they're a godsend.
Yeah, well, the school should send them back.
What?
That checker slipped me a few facts. Quigley's has been selling meat with false expiration dates. It's actually older than what the package says.
Did you check that out with Quigley's management?
Look, I tried to, but they refused to see me, so we gotta force the hand. And we'll demand that the school return their computers and we'll print exposés. Boom!
Slow down. We need these computers. It took us years to get them.
So what are you saying? We just ignore what's happening at Quigley's?
Look, I'll let you do the story on this, but we're not returning these computers.
Laura, open your eyes. Climb down off of your editor's pedestal and get involved.
I am involved. It is my job to be rational and examine every point of view. I don't have the luxury of behaving the way that you do.
And how is that?
Like a pushy, egotistical, pompous jerk.
I'd resent that if it didn't come from a stubborn, uptight, prissy little brat.
Tried holding your breath?
Been there, did that. Didn't work.
Well, maybe you didn't hold it long enough. Go ahead. Take a big, deep breath.
Well, how long should I hold it?
Till I say when.
Okay, well, let me warm up my lungs.
Who?
Emily Tompkins.
Oh, from the church choir.
Uh-huh. She sent me a letter with these pictures.
Oh. Wow, look at that beautiful beach.
Hi, Steve.
And look at that water. It's so blue. Have you ever seen anything so blue? Mom, didn't Eddie used to date Emily's daughter for a while?
I think you're right. Now, what was her name? Brenda?
Bernice?
No, I know it starts with a B. Bernadette!
Oh, yeah, Bernadette.
I knew I would think of it.
Bernadette. I haven't seen her since God knows when. Steve, are you okay? I'm sorry, I forgot. But did you get rid of your hiccups?
Yeah. Now.
Well, Steve, you know, there are other cures.
Like what? Ah! Scaring me won't work. My mother already tried that. She came downstairs in a bikini. Was fine, but poor Dad locked himself in the basement.
I'm sorry, Steve. I am fresh out of cures.
Oh, Cop. You've got to help me, big guy. I mean, I can't eat, I can't sleep, and I don't dare practice my sword swallowing.
All right, Steve. One last try. Take a deep breath, and I want you to drink down this whole glass of iced tea.
You share?
Go ahead. Well?
Carl, I think my hiccups are gone.
Hey. Sit down, Steve. You know, I read somewhere where prolonged hiccups can be caused by emotional trauma.
Trauma?
When you were robbed. I mean, wouldn't you say that was a pretty intense experience?
Oh, yes.
Scary, huh?
How it was scary, humiliating, and frustrating. I mean, two crooks broke into my house, tied me up, and stole all my stuff.
And now you're angry, huh?
No, I'm furious. And in pain. Carl, I should have fought those lowlifes. But now, I just sat there in my French provincial side chair and let them call me a four-eyed nerd boy.
Steve, you did the right thing. You survived. I know you feel miserable, but at least you're alive to feel that way.
Well, that's true.
I mean, the only thing that you did wrong was to hide your feelings about what happened.
Well, of course I hid them, big guy. Those feelings are painful.
Well, painful feelings only get worse when you bury them. The best way to get rid of them is to express them.
Carl?
Hmm?
I'm lucky to have a friend like you to express them to.
Oh, come on now.
No, really. You're the best, big guy.
Well. And you, Steve, you're here a lot.
And to show my appreciation, I'm gonna come over a lot more often.
What?
Well, buds like us should hang out together. Why, I'm gonna be the first thing you see in the morning and the last thing you see at night. Until dawn, big guy!
Oh, boy. Dawn.
Laura. I've been thinking about that Quigley supermarket situation.
Ziggy, let's not go down that road again. It just leads to a cliff.
Look, just hear me out. All right? You were right. I mean, getting these computers has nothing to do with whether or not they rip off their customers.
No. You were right to care about the customers. We should follow that up.
Maybe we should.
No, you were right and I was wrong.
No, you were right. I was wrong.
Okay.
Laura, shouldn't we talk about what we really need to talk about?
What are you talking about?
There's something happening between us.
I know. But what's happening just can't happen.
You're right.
Yeah. Why am I right?
Because we're complete opposites. I mean, I'm spontaneous, spur of the moment, pulled by the horn kind of guy.
And I'm a patient, practical, think it through kind of girl.
We're completely wrong for each other.
It would be a disaster.
Nuclear meltdown.
So then we agree. Friends.
Yeah, friends.
Oh. Wow.
Ditto.
Look, I think this calls for a celebration. Dinner?
I'd love it. Luigi's?
Perfect.
Okay, I'll call for a reservation.
No, no, let's just go.
Well, what if we can't get in?
Yeah, we'll go somewhere else.
That's that spontaneous thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And calling for reservations. I bet you always do practical stuff like that.
Yeah.
This'll never work.
Never.
See, I just can't deal with you.
Me? You're the problem.
Why?
Because you're a pushy, egotistical, pompous jerk.
Look who's talking. Miss Prissy Uptight Brat.